The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Tonight, the Arizona Cardinals take on the Denver Broncos in their final preseason game, and it marks the end of an historic coaching experiment.
A lot of people wondered whether or not these NFL players would listen to a woman.
The answer, after this from Charlie. Back in July, the Arizona Cardinals hired Jen Welter to help coach the linebackers during training camp, first female coach in the NFL. Her resume includes not just a doctorate in psychology, but 14 years as a running back in the Arena Football League with the Texas Revolution, so she knows how to take a hit. But she admitted to CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy that she still wondered whether the players would listen to her.
Absolutely.
What has been your experience?
They listen. They want to get better. They're competitors. They want to win. It's not about whether it's coming from a male or a female. It's like, do you have something that can help me? And if you do, I'm going to listen and be receptive.
To get to know her players, she wrote personal notes to all the linebackers at the start of training camp, including number 51, Kevin Minter, 6 feet, 246 pounds.
She asked him about what you do outside of football. You know, she wants to get to know you. When you get a coach that does that, is so involved, it's a breath of fresh air.
Jen Welter's internship is now officially over. She was hoping to be hired on for the regular season, but as yet there are no plans to do that. But just the same, she feels that the image of a 5'2", 130-pound woman coaching NFL players, even if only in the preseason, was pretty powerful.
For little girls to see what I did and know that they can truly do anything, what's better in this life than that? I mean, that to me is just, it's the greatest gift I could give them.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.